it's not
everybody enough. Knows that's not a, that's just a starter, you know.
That's an appetizer.
Yeah, that's an appetizer. And to be honest, it didn't, it sounded, of course, a little bit more than what Kendrick, but I really don't know. I gotta listen to it again. But I wouldn't give nobody the 1-1 or 1-0.
Yes, yes.
You know, this is, I still think it's still early round one. And I think it is safe to say J. Cole, he disqualified himself.
That's crazy. J. Cole.
He is.
J. Cole disqualified is crazy.
And it's been hard, man. I've really been disappointed because I've been going back through my playlist and listening to some of my favorite J. Cole songs. Even going back to the, you know, Might Delete Later, it's just like, dang, man, like, you really let people down,
He had the Ziploc body bags. He had the body bags on the records. All right, shit, J. Cole serious. And he was like, hey, man, I'm sorry. I was on some bullshit, man. I'm a father of three, man. What the fuck am I doing? I like the realistic, like the realism. You know what I'm saying?
But is it, though? Is it realism? Is it, like, you know you're not trying to, like, physically...
It's verbal warfare, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. It's a verbal warfare. Who can verbalize their approach better?
I was telling Jalen, man, like, it's after a while, man, we're gonna get tired of talking about the same person all the time. Every time I got a song, I gotta keep dissing him, man. So after a while, man, I gotta have new subject matter, man. I can't keep dissing this dude my whole 5-year run and all. I don't know, but yeah, man. What's your thoughts on this, Jalen, man?
What?
You think Drake might drop again?
He definitely.
You think he got a back to back in the tuck?
He even said at the end. He dropped a line and said, "I know more about you."
There will be more.
Yeah.
What Kendrick gonna say, or what his publicist gonna say? Is Kendrick gonna say anything? Kendrick, man, he sleep somewhere, taking a nap in Dubai somewhere. Man. What you think? Kendrick wrapped up in Dubai, chilling, man.
Tom King is ready for the smoke, man.
Yeah, all right.
You love to see it, Lee? We love to see it. All right, the audio got it this time.
Man.
We got three different recording devices, man. This shit getting drops. This ain't no leak. This is a release podcast. This might be Untitled, Uncensored, Volume 2, y'all. You know what I'm saying?
Drake went at like 5-6 people on there. He went at Rick Ross, he went at Metro.
Rick Ross, that was a shot to Ross, man. That was crazy.
He went at The Weeknd.
Oh, yeah. What did he say about The Weeknd?
He said something about 6 or something. I went to go back and listen to it.
That was crazy, man. He really birthed a lot of... He really... Man, Drake, man, it's crazy because he was responsible for The Weeknd. He was responsible for Kendrick Buzz a little bit. You know, man. I love to see it, man. It's about to be crazy.
Yeah. It's fun to hip hop right now.
Let's blame Cat Williams for everything, man. Salute to Cat Williams, man.
Man, I do wanna add, like, if it goes, if the beef or this back and forth goes too long, I think it could favor Drake in a way because, you know, he does have a point. He is a hit maker. And I think one of the response could spin up into a, you know, back-to-back situation. Or even a Duppy, because I heard Duppy. Like, when Duppy was dropped, I was with Nikki's family, my fiance's family and stuff. We was in Miami. I heard the bars down there playing it.
Yeah.
So,
he's got the impact, man. But Kendrick, he got the impact as well. He shut the internet down with Control. So Kendrick, man.
But this is also what I was talking to one of my other friends, Mark, about. Drake has a swag factor, though. He has a swag factor. This swag, in his cadence, and his delivery, he can sell stuff a little bit better at times than Kendrick.
Yep, that's why I was basically saying. We were talking about that earlier. That's what I was telling him. You broke it down way better than me, though. I was saying that earlier.
Yeah,
about the Kendrick and Drake.
Yeah. He's a good salesman. We know this. Because he studied everybody. Fucking Jay-Z wannabe ass nigga. I'm hating. Am I hating?
LL Cool J, yeah.
He's a true student. I can't hate on true students. They both true students, man. We got to see what student brings to the table better. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be crazy because we got a Dr. Dre. You know, Aftermath, you know, we got a Lil Wayne, you know, spinoff, man. So it's gonna be crazy, man. See what happens, man. But you know, I think Kendrick will have harder bars, but y'all said the popularity would be the song. And Drake will make a better diss song because he focused on songs just like Jay-Z focused on Takeover. Takeover technically was a better song than Ether, but Kendrick will, of course, hands down, produce an Ether-type record any day, as he did with the light bars he had with Like That. That was an Ether-type lyrics, you know, lyrics to go type delivery he gave to us. So I love to see it, man. It's gonna be like Drake gonna have the more popular diss record, like I just mentioned. But Kendrick, man, we gotta hear what Kendrick say. It's always what Kendrick say, and I think, you know, sometimes it's how Kendrick say things too. And so we're gonna see what happens, man. Kendrick gonna give us an Ether. Ether was playing everywhere too. Let's not lie. Like Ether wasn't everywhere as well, but let's see what happens, man. But
Oh yeah, the streets was ready for Ether, man. They was excited when it dropped.
The streets was ready for Kendrick.
But you're right though, it depends on how Kendrick say what and also what he say. But that's the thing with Drake too. People look for that too. And Drake is known for his quotables. He's known for how he delivers it because he does swag rap.
Yeah.
And that's something that, and I know Kendrick or whatever is adapted this, like, was it hillbilly type rap?
Yeah, the hillbillies, yeah.
Yeah, he has adapted this type of this new style with his cousin or whatever, but
his cousin and them, yeah.
I just feel like if it goes long, if Kendrick don't go ahead and like stomp on him real quick, and he let Drake linger, I'm telling you, Drake can cook up something, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you right now, you know what, 18 to 22, you can't tell me Kendrick wasn't reading. You know what I'm saying? That nigga read so much literature, and he wrote a screenplay. Come on now. Kendrick, man, he's a student of the art of war. Come on, man. We you know what I'm saying? He knows, man. But I think he's gonna tuck this sensitive rapper back in his pajama clothes to go to bed, you know.
I'm
in it like this.
They even enter
fatherhood differently, and I just leave it like that. Who had a baby mama versus who got a wife? I'm just saying, man.
That's true.
He's still a bachelor, and he's a family man. I'm just saying, man. Family ties, man. Put your head top now. Gunshot bullet. All right, I'm done. I ain't got nothing else. But all right, bro. Shoot. Well, anything else you got, man?
I'm gonna just listen to the Drake response a little bit more. Like I said, it is sad. We have to send some flowers for J. Cole. I think he's gonna be the number three player. And it's sad though, because he has put out number one quality type of projects. You know, all that. He definitely showed that he can be number one, but he doesn't have any of them, obviously, because I guess it was all just funny games, or he was just all cat. Yeah. You know?
Yeah, man. Any feelings of... Yeah, man. Sure. Did I see what happened to Terrence Howard? You see his perm?
Oh, yeah. I saw that. He's trying to get exposure and stuff like that, and he's trying to sue all these places. I mean, hey, you gotta be extra.
You gotta be extra. It's crazy.
You gotta be extra, I guess.
But all right, man.
Boy, he's getting ready for the Hustle and Flow, too.
Yeah. Shoot, let me ask you this. Alright, so Ferrari, Lamborghini, you know, either Kendrick is a Ferrari, Drake is the Lambo, J. Cole is a Maserati, is that about right?
Or somebody might say they a Bugatti.
Bugatti, who's Bugatti? I mean,
I don't know, man.
Bugatti ain't Ferrari, though. The legend, like the longevity of Ferrari, Bugatti ain't got that.
Okay, Ferrari has a better story, but Bugatti, they have songs about Bugatti, and a lot of people, I mean, Bugatti fast. A Bugatti is fast too.